Okay, it's for Monday. And this is a story of Nicole, who has chronic tonsillitis. And it's really affected her life, her work.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you think, oh, tonsillitis, it's a quick, easy fix. And it shouldn't be a debilitating medical thing that would be on Hot Cares. But it's a really unique case. We've got Nicole's mom, Mandy, on the line. Good morning, Mandy. Tell us what Nicole's been going through.
She's had numerous problems with her tonsils. It's really been a hard time for her due to the fact that it's made her exceptionally sick. You know, so it affects her sinuses. She gets terrible fever. The child is down. When she gets tonsillitis, she's down for approximately about 3 days, which has affected her work. She hasn't been able to keep that. She had to leave her job because they were complaining that she was off so often. Yeah, so it's been hectic. And then also with it affecting her sinuses, it just makes her more sick. So this child is sick at least 2 to 3 times a month with this problem. Yeah, so, oh, shit.
It's quite an extraordinary type of tonsillitis she's getting. You're saying the frequency is like twice a month. I mean, that's really unheard of. It's a hugely problematic.
It is. And you know, they stay swollen and big. So when she sleeps at night, that affects her breathing. And also, she's been taking so many pain pills. I think it's affected her stomach and gives her heartburn, which then also affects the tonsils.
No, but she's young, you know. 21 is young to be taking chronic medication for something that's happening on a recurrent.
So this also must be affecting her mentally as well.
Yeah.
It is. She's a complete introvert. She doesn't even go out anymore. It sounds like something so small, but it's actually something so big for her, you know.
Combining with all these other issues, Mandy, you know, when you look at all the other stresses mentally, as you've just spoken about, to the fact that her dad also passed away 10 years ago.
Yes, yeah, he did. Yeah. And yeah, it's been a rough year for us,
When you see your child suffering, and you know you want to be able to help, you know, you're a single mother now with dad gone and the income that you earn, you know, given the cost of what it's going to take to help Nicole get to where she needs to be, we can only imagine what it is you're going through.
Well, I used to suffer from tonsillitis quite bad, and it only stopped when I was 31.
Sure.
Luckily, I don't have any pain anymore, but I can empathize with you. And the good news is Hot Cares with Hot 1027 is going to be covering the cost for Nicole's tonsillectomy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You know, the other thing is, you know, when you're watching, you know, your child suffer.
Yeah,
you know,
so stressful.
My younger brother suffered from epilepsy growing up, and my mom really struggled because it's sleepless nights. You know, if she's struggling to breathe at night, I mean, this really will change her life, and it'll change yours too, Mandy. So, you know, we're really, really proud of the work that you've done to get her this far, and we hope to hear from Nicole on the other side of surgery.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much I appreciate this. It's going to be life-changing for her, and it's going to mean so much to me. So thank you so, so much.